Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. And it's Jumanji! A Jumanji Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. And I'm coming to you live and ready to rumble. That's what kind of day it is. Do y'all see how it's flooding out in the Midwest right now? They are getting hit. Let's see. Let's pull up. I want some live updates. So we'll go to CNN for now. Catastrophic flooding in Michigan as dams fail. And it's not just Michigan. I believe Grand Rapids, St. Louis, Chicago. They're all getting some of this. Let's see what you need to know. Thousands are under evacuation orders in mid-Michigan this morning, a day after two dams failed following heavy rain across the state. The Tittabawassee River at Midland, Michigan is forecast to crest 38 feet at 8 p.m. Eastern Time today. The river set a new record this morning, surpassing 33.89 feet, which was the previous record set in 1986. The flooding comes during the coronavirus pandemic, forcing officials to juggle two public safety crises at once. Ooh, child. Flooding is affecting many state roads in Michigan's Lower Peninsula. Michigan's Department of Transportation, in a tweet, urged residents to check the state's May Drive page before heading out onto the streets, as several major state roads have been impacted by flooding. This is crazy, y'all. What else could possibly go left with this situation? And how many other places are going to be affected as this water pushes through? And if you've listened to my previous podcast, I've already told you all from my Homeland Security classes that I've had to take, our infrastructure is all dependent upon each other. They all are on the same grid. So when one fails, they all start to fail. Lots of things in our country need to be fixed. They have not been re-evaluated as far as being strengthened or remodeled for a more modern technological flow since probably the 50s. We are in 2020. Jumanji, okay? Let's see. Parts of the city of Midland and surrounding areas were virtual lakes Wednesday morning, and it could get worse. No, it will get worse. Okay. Downtown in Midland, a city of about 41,000 people downstream of the dams, could eventually be under approximately 9 feet of water. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said last night, and let me tell you, they are lighting her ass a fire right now. She was warned about the failing dams, they're saying, and she did nothing. So, I don't care if people are Democrats or Republicans, as far as we the people go, that I just think it doesn't matter right now. I think that at the time when everyone should put party aside and get done what is getting done, they're not doing that. And I really find it suspect that right in her particular area, these dams failed when they just had to shut down the congressional floor where they are or the State Department, however they want to say it, because she was getting death threats and they were rotting up there with a fucking AKs, etc., and so on, Uzis, you name it, they had it all in geared up, ready to go. They want her ass out and gone, dead or alive, if you ask me. Well, not if you ask me, if you look at the TV, that's what they said. They literally shut it down and it had been closed because they were threatening to light that bitch up. take no prisoners, dead or alive, Wild Wild West type shit, because of the pandemic and people not being able to work. And then you know that the unemployment isn't really going through for people. There are millions waiting for their first check from March. And every week the unemployment rate is going up. So just imagine the amount of people waiting on money. And that $1,200 stimulus, if you were a family, you got 24 as a couple and 500 for each child up to three. If you don't think that money is spent after people have been out of work with nothing for weeks and months, you're mistaken. That was nothing. That's pennies. That's some people's rent. So the situation is becoming more and more dire, and I just can see that this was not accidental, in my opinion. I don't have proof of that, but I mean, I have good sense. And I just think I don't believe in coincidences, but it's mighty ironic that a week after they did what happened with the death threats and them marching up to the building to shoot that bitch up if they don't open up, this happens, right? All units at Chemical Plant in Midland have safely shut down. The Dow Chemical Company, headquartered in Midland, Michigan, said in its statement that the plant's emergency operations are fully activated and the company has implemented its flood preparedness plan. At approximately 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the company said it was confirmed that there were floodwaters commingling on the site containment ponds. The company said it partnered with the U.S. Coast Guard to activate emergency plans. Dow added that only essential staff are on site to monitor and manage the situation, with no reported employee injuries. The Tittabawassee River at Midland is forecast to crest at 38 feet at 8 p.m. Downtown Midland may be under 9 feet of water, as we said. This is the full statement from the Dow Chemical Plant, which, my God, of all the things to go wrong, where they go wrong, at a chemical plant with water sources that affect thousands of people. Amazing! Woo! Dow's local emergency operations center is fully activated and is implementing its flood preparedness plan. All operating units on site have been safely shut down except for facilities needed for safely managing chemical containment, and all rail cars are secured at approximately 10 a.m. Eastern. It was confirmed there were floodwaters commingling with on-site containment ponds. We immediately partnered with the U.S. Coast Guard to activate emergency plans. Only essential staff are on site to monitor and manage the situation, with no imported employee injuries. We will continue to engage with our site tenants and Midland County officials and take immediate action to ensure the safety and security of our employees, community, and the environment. Trump tweets on Michigan flooding hours after threatening to withhold funding from the state. Wow, it gets better and better, doesn't it? You can't really not give out funds for a real emergency, can you? Or will you? I mean, he's cutting who, so I don't expect to see anything less. I don't expect anything less. I want to see it. Let's see. President Trump tweeted that his team is closely monitoring the flooding in central Michigan. A rain-swollen river has flooded fields and streets in parts of mid-Michigan after breaching two dams, forcing evacuation orders for thousands. Trump added in his tweet that our brave first responders are once again stepping up to serve their fellow citizens. Thank you. Our team is closely monitoring the flooding in central Michigan. Stay safe and listen to local officials. Our brave first responders are once again stepping up to serve their fellow citizens. But earlier today, the president slammed Michigan in a tweet over vote-by-mail applications and said he was considering withholding funding from the state if they went forward. Breaking: Michigan sends absentee ballots to 7.7 million people ahead of the primaries and the general election. This was done illegally and without authorization by a rogue Secretary of State. I will ask to hold up funding to Michigan if they want to go down this voter fraud path. Context towards this statement, if you're not aware, Yesterday, Michigan's Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, announced all registered voters would receive vote-by-mail ballot applications. Voters can select on the application to receive an absentee ballot for the August state primary. November general elections are both upcoming elections this year. They can also ask to receive a mail ballot in all future elections. By mailing applications, we have ensured that no Michigander has to choose between their health and their right to vote, she said. Voting by mail is easy, convenient, safe, and secure, and every voter in Michigan has the right to do it. Benson responded to Trump in a tweet this morning, noting that the state is sending applications, not ballots. Hi, I also have a name. It's Joycelyn Benson. And we sent applications. Sorry, let me rewind. That was my toddler. Hi, I also have a name. It's Jocelyn Benson, and we sent applications, not ballots, just like my GOP colleagues in Iowa, Georgia, Nebraska, and West Virginia. So I'm guessing that she was the rogue Secretary of State he was talking to. And that shade of her saying, yes, I have a name, Jocelyn Benson, was nice. I wish somebody just go off. Just get it out your system. It feels good. Okay? All of this nice shade being thrown is really making me feel a little chilly. I'm gonna need some heat with that shade you're throwing. Some sunshine. Okay, well, you know, I'm not going to read anymore. If you want to see some more of what this live updates from CNN on this, you can go to it. I think that it is a travesty. But if you're not privy to how Jumanji goes, it is nothing but chaos. So I'm not surprised that this year is literally a movie, a walking freaking movie. I'd like to see. To find out exactly how this is gonna, they're expecting this to flow, but they probably don't know. They probably don't. Maybe the Washington Post has some more information. It's just saying that 10,000 people were evacuated as the dams failed and it's catastrophic flooding. But this is going on right now, so I don't know how bad it is or if it's going to affect other sources of waterways or byways, rivers, lakes. If it's all going downstream, where does the Tittabawassee River, let's see, what does it corner? I'm gonna pull up a map, 1 second. Tittabawassee River. Well, I don't see what I'm looking for in this way. It just is showing me the Midland part. Does the Tittabawassee connect to another river? The Tittabawassee is 80 miles to its confluence with Shiawassee River and that's 22 miles away. Well, I guess we're just gonna have to find out, because I don't see anyone really asking that question yet, so maybe Google hasn't connected the connection. I just know this isn't gonna be an easy fix. That's a lot. Two dams failed, and it's affecting Chicago, Grand Rapids, of course, Midland, and I believe St. Louis. So we shall see. I really feel bad for everyone dealing with this right now, because it's crazy. And on top of that, you've got a virus where the cases are still rising. Where are these people going to go? How are people going to pay for where they're got to go? Where? Okay. All right, Jumanji. Because my gosh. I'm sure that's not all that's happening right now. It's only going to be a few minutes probably before I see the next grand event. Got it. The death toll for coronavirus is at 92,000 people right now. What the hell? Ooh. It is coming up close to 100,000, 100K, a bag times 100,000, a body bag, 100,000 body bags. Where are these people going? How are they, if they're not doing burials, where are people going? And it's to the point where, what if they're still in? It's just so much. It's so much that goes into this. It's not just about a virus. It's literally shutting down the infrastructure. And nobody seems to be catching on. If you have no infrastructure, you have chaos. And there, I know what to look up. Put something on y'all's mind for this game of Jumanji. How many can... See, did I ask this right? No, I didn't. What seats are vacant in presidential in Trump administration? This is not, it's not telling me. I might have to do a little more investigation, but I know that there are a lot of vacancies in the, like, to head the State Department, like the different federal cabinet seats that are important, like with Homeland Security and shit like that. It's a lot of things that are not. Let's see, maybe I found it. Okay, this is from NPR. This is my first time reading it. I'm gonna see if this is what we're looking for. If not, I'll come back and fill in the blanks. This is from NPR.org. Unfilled or acting positions in federal agencies delay U.S. response to the epidemic. And this was on April 10, 2020. Journalist Garrett Graff talks with NPR's Mary Louise Kelly about how vacancies throughout the federal government have hampered the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic. At this moment, there's an acting director of the Office of Management and Budget and an acting Homeland Security Secretary and acting director of National Intelligence, who also happens to be the U.S. Ambassador to Germany, acting officials, numerous vacancies throughout the executive branch. These have been hallmarks of the Trump presidency. Journalist Garrett Graff says they are also a big reason the administration has mounted a chaotic response to the coronavirus pandemic. I'm not going to read all of this. I am going to start a little bit underneath, because it's a lot. It's like they wrote it like it's a conversation. I just want to make a point. It is unprecedented in modern times, the depth and breadth of these acting appointments and vacancies across the U.S. Department. At DHS, just 1/3, 35% to be exact, of the top roles are actually filled with permanent officials. And this, I will note the length of some of these vacancies too. You mentioned Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security today marks 1 year exactly, if I'm not mistaken, that the top job there has gone unfilled. The deputy secretary job is also vacant, and on and on. Yeah, and both the deputy director and the director of national intelligence are both acting officials. And remember, these jobs, the director of national intelligence and the secretary of Homeland Security, were literally the jobs created after 9/11 to prevent the next 9/11. These were jobs created by the 9/11 Commission's report. And as we find ourselves, as the U.S. Surgeon General has said, in our own 9/11 moment this week with the COVID-19 crisis, it's worth noting, and I think not unrelated, that those jobs have been vacant for as long as they have been. Well, so one thing you know, the Department of Homeland Security is the agency that is supposed to be protecting the homeland and responding to disasters. This is the agency, the department that oversees FEMA, which is the lead government agency dealing with the COVID response. Actually, both of FEMA's deputy roles are unfilled, including the role that is supposed to oversee continuity of government. That is sort of the role meant to ensure that we have succession plans in place and plans in place in case we end up in a situation where our government leaders are sick, as Boris Johnson in the UK was in the ICU this week. This is old, remember guys, in April. These seats are still open. That said, there is a White House coronavirus task force that more than one, in fact, they're doing daily briefings. They've done for a long time, a long one this afternoon. They're out there, blah, blah, blah. Yes, but understand why these vacancies are so toxic and harmful for government requires understanding a little bit about the bureaucracy, which is that these actings are generally filled by the deputies. But in the government structure, the deputy is actually the person who is supposed to be running the organization day to day, running the operations, running the logistics, overseeing the personnel, while the secretaries or the directors are the ones who oversee the politics and the policy. And so these are people who sort of should have other full-time jobs that they're not doing, which means that none of those bureaucracies are running as smoothly or as quickly or as efficiently as they are supposed to be. I'm not going to read anymore. You can find it yourself, npr.org. And I basically looked up what vacancies are unfilled in the administration right now. I'm not going to go any further on that. I just wanted to make a point that we are literally living out a game of Jumanji, and it is every man for himself, obviously. And I don't see these two dams in Michigan that are now affecting other freaking states. Chicago, don't forget the Grand Rapids in Michigan, don't forget St. Louis is going to be affected, and they haven't said when it's going to stop. Where are these people going to go? How is FEMA going to handle a pandemic of this sort, plus this, plus some other things that are happening? There is literally something going on in the Atlantic right now with some kind of tropical storm, and it was just the first one, and it's still revving up, and it's not going to stop. So Jumanji, everyone, think of it, go watch it. You'll remember that the game progresses. Somebody's not doing something. Or maybe this isn't a game, this is real life. We're living out real life Jumanji. And since it's not a game, it doesn't seem to have a stop or a pause button or a good ending, because my goodness. I'll be back later. This was just a little tidbit, a little tit for tat, a first thing morning glorious. And you're listening to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear.